Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So just who are these fact-checkers that keep interrupting our posts on social media? Just who are these people who decide what is and is not true? You know, folks, I could get on Facebook today and I could write that aliens landed in my yard and shot my dog with a ray gun and no one would fact-check it. I could say we are being invaded by an unknown planet and everyone should take up arms and no one would fact check it. But if I dare say, I have questions, I have serious reservations about why people in Georgia would tell poll watchers to go home and then start pulling out ballots after they said they are done counting for the night. I will be fact checked. And you will be told what I'm telling you is not true. And let me explain how this works. Let me give you a little bit of fact-checking 101. Because I tested the waters on this, so all of you don't have to. I wrote that minutes after poll workers, state of Georgia, were told to go home, several vote counters pulled out large suitcases full of ballots and began to count them. And immediately, the post was labeled partially false. Fact checkers, boom, on that thing, like ants on sugar. But then if you click, which nobody does, see, this is what they're counting on. Nobody clicks the little button that says find out why. Well, I did. And it says these were not suitcases. These were actually regular cases that ballots are kept in. That's the fact check. That was the supposed lie. Not that they told everybody to go home and then kept right on counting. Not that they lied to the people who were supposed to be there. Not that they broke the law, because the law says you have to have poll watchers there while you're counting the ballots. No, the big lie was it wasn't a briefcase at all. It was actually a legal case in which ballots can be stored. I don't give a damn about what they were stored in, and neither do the fact checkers. It's a game of semantics. If we can find one tiny thing that is misleading or untrue, we'll shut your whole post down. We will shut it all down. Now, interestingly enough, this only happens when you say something horrible. Even though it's true, you say something horrible about the left, you're going to get fact-checked. You're going to get shut down. Today, I could go on Facebook and say, proof positive, Donald Trump is a Russian spy. No one would fact-check it. Not a single person would fact-check it. Or if they did, it would take 2 weeks. There are a good 14 days, and then they'd say, maybe we'll fact check it now that the word is out. You know how long it took to fact check the Georgia issue that it wasn't a briefcase, it was actually a legal document case? I don't know, about 45 seconds after I posted it. And here's something that's a little more interesting than that. I also posted that recently, oh, I don't know, probably 4 months ago, there was a large raid in which quite a few missing children, I think 68 missing children, were found in some sort of a tractor trailer in, I think it was Georgia. Fact checked instantly. Not true. No white slavery ring was busted. The implication you would get, my post said, white slavery ring busted, 68 children rescued in Georgia. Found in the back of a tractor trailer. Instantly fact checked. And when you click the little button that says why, it was actually a regular trailer they were found in. It wasn't the back of a tractor trailer. Well, forgive me. Put me before the firing squad. You know what that's like saying? That's like saying, well, I went in and robbed a bank, and I had a magnum, a great big giant magnum pointed at the head of somebody and said, give me all your money or I'll blow your brains out. And Facebook says, no. That's not true. Marcus Cain did no such thing. And you say, oh, well, I guess Marcus isn't a bank robber after all. Somebody's lying about him. Then he clicked the little button and it says he didn't actually not have a Magnum. He had a Ruger. Who the hell cares? What the hell are you doing nitpicking every tiny thing? You don't do that for right-wing posts. Anybody who wants to put any damn thing they want to about how horrible the right is, boy, you eat that up like cotton candy, don't you? But you'll find a T that's not crossed or an I that's not dotted when we're talking truth to power about you. So let me tell you something. This is fact-checking 101. Click the damn button. Every time you see a post that's fact-checked, click the button. Find out why it's fact-checked. Find out who the sources are. Are they the same sources that told you Donald Trump was a Russian spy for 4 straight years with zero evidence? How many fact-checks did you see on all those posts that the liberals made? I don't remember any. Click the button. And you'll find that a lot of these posts that they're trying to tell you is substantially false is actually about 98% true. They just missed the color of the T-shirt was wearing. They just missed the location by one city over. They just missed the amount of money that someone stole by 25 cents. Can you imagine? Poll workers telling the poll watchers, go home. We are done for the night. There will be no further counting here tonight. And they all leave that building, and as soon as their taillights have vanished into the night, these asshats pull out legally allowed boxes of ballots and start counting them. Now, I'm not saying legally allowed ballots. I'm saying the boxes are legally allowed. These are authorized boxes. They're not briefcases at all. No, just the votes in them. When you're putting them into a voting machine, not once, not twice, but 3 times on video. What, I'm not seeing that? I'm not seeing a woman feed the same damn ballot into a machine 3 times? I've gone blind. This is an illusion. We're living in the land of Oz. And then you'll sit there and say, there is absolutely no evidence. What do you mean there's no evidence? There's no evidence if you close your eyes. There's no evidence if every time you post it, somebody says it's a fake. I suppose somebody made those videos up, huh? So fact-checking 101, they will take the tiniest little thing, the smallest detail, and if it's just a tiny bit off, they will wholeheartedly say the whole thing is false. And anyone who's just scrolling by your Facebook feed is going to say, oh, yeah, somebody said that the poll workers did that in Georgia, but every time I see it, it says it's fake information. So obviously it's not true. Because you didn't read the fine print that says they weren't actually briefcases. These weren't suitcases you could buy at a luggage store. These are authorized by the state to hold those ballots. Therefore, this post is absolutely misleading. No, it's not! You're misleading. The fact checkers are misleading. And we're tired of it. You don't get to tell us what's true. Fact check.